Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to SpartanCast. This week's show, we will feature Katie Wagner. She is a sophomore here at York College. Katie is a starter on the women's basketball team and also is the number one singles player in tennis. So she is a very busy young lady. Susquehanna grad, two-time PIAA District 3 singles title in tennis. Here at York College as a starter in basketball, she played 27 games this past season, averaged almost 9.5 points, 37% shooting from three-point land. She was also the top scorer junior and senior year in high school. All right, here's the first question. You are a behavioral sciences major. You play two intercollegiate sports. How do you do that? How do you find the time?
I think I just manage my time well. From playing three sports in high school, I mean, I kind of had to learn to do that at an early age. But in college, it's even much more difficult. But I just really focus on my studies when I can. And most of the games are on the weekends, so that's when I really focus on the sports. So, I mean, if you have to stay up late nights, if you have to get up early, that's what you have to do. But it's worth it in the end because I love being here at York College and I love the sports I play.
Let's talk about this. Were you at any point torn between doing one over the other, or did you? Was one of the reasons that you came to York was because the coaches said, yeah, you can do both sports?
Actually, I was very against doing both because all my life I had always done three sports. And, you know, for once in my life, I wanted to focus on one. And as I came here to York College, it was close to home, which I love. My family could come. But then I realized that I missed tennis.
Okay.
So I got in touch with the tennis coach, and my basketball coach was all for it. So that, like, was a good feeling, knowing that she would, like, support me in doing both. And, yeah, he was all for me being on the team, and I'm so glad I did it because I met so many great teammates, and I missed tennis, so it was good.
You know, the one thing, I looked at the roster. There's a lot of York Countyans are very close, mm-hmm. So did you play any of these, of the women in high school? So you, did that help with the bonding, I guess?
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, we didn't really know each other well in high school, but just to, like, have familiar faces, it was helpful. And even the guys' team, like, we're pretty close with because we practice with them and travel. A lot of them are from York County. Some are even from my high school, so that was nice, yeah.
Let's talk about that. What are the positives of being so close to home, and what are the negatives? Start with the positives.
The positives are definitely that my parents can come, and my grandparents, they're, like, huge supporters and love to come. I mean, they would travel, but, I mean, still, some of the games are, like, 5 hours away. So
sure.
Playing at a D3 school just kind of helps them to make sure they're at all the games. And knowing all the people, too. Like, most of them are from around here and just having that bond. The negatives, I don't know. I'm pretty, like, happy with my decision because it was a hard decision for me and I wanted to put it off and I was just like scared and nervous, but I'm just honestly happy with, like, now that I changed my major, I'm excited, the sports I'm playing, the people I've met, my roommates, it's good experience.
Sounds like your experience has been a pretty good one.
Yeah.
When you were looking at York, did the proximity to home, did that play a role in your decision, or was that not it? You just wanted to come to a place where you could play your sports. Obviously, maybe you were looking primarily for basketball, right?
Yeah, and even at first, I was like, growing up, I was always like, I gotta get away from here. Like, I'm not going to York. Because I grew up, and, like, it was always so close, and, like, I was just like, no, it's not gonna happen. And then I thought about it, and over the months, I was like, it totally makes sense, and I'm just so glad I chose here, and it's fitting for all the things I wanted.
What's the toughest part about juggling those two sports? Are there times when you say to yourself, it sounds like you play in the fall, tennis, and the spring is mainly your season,
yeah.
But basketball, you know, you may be starting basketball in October, workouts and all that. Is it hard to, you know, juggle that schedule?
It definitely is, but I know both coaches like really work with my schedule. But it is hard when we have like basketball pickups and I have tennis practice. But both coaches understand like when it's my main season in that sport, you know, they're not gonna stop me from, you know, going to those things. But so far it hasn't really like the actual like games or matches like have not like interfered with each other. Cause like how far we go in basketball could like affect that.
Right.
But so far it sadly hasn't, I guess.
All right, well, but you gotta work on that.
Next year.
When you were growing up, I mean, you mentioned that you played three sports. Was one the overriding sport and you did the other just because you liked playing? Or was, I mean, it's hard to, one's a very individual sport. Obviously, tennis is very individual. Basketball's a team sort of thing. Those are very conflicting for an athlete. How did you handle that?
I always, whatever sport I was playing, I'm always like, this is my favorite. And then I would get to basketball season and be like, wait, this is my favorite. I did track as well, but that was more just to like stay in shape. But basketball and tennis were always, I was never sure which one I loved more. And I still don't. I just love them for different reasons. There's like a team aspect in both, but like in tennis, you can still, I don't know. It's kind of your own responsibility on how you do and if you put in the work. And basketball, I just love the whole team, and I don't know, I just like both for different reasons, I guess.
Which did you think you excelled at most when you were a kid?
I guess tennis, maybe. I don't know, I just feel like basketball, there, I guess in high school there weren't as many people that played tennis, I guess, or it's not as popular, I guess, but like, I mean, still a lot of people play, but basketball, I mean, there are like so many things that I don't know. All the other people on my team were good at. Like, one girl on my team went D1. Another girl goes to Christopher Newport. So, I mean, there was a lot of competition in that. So, I'd probably say tennis, I guess.
Did you play AAU, youth, all that? You've done the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah. I played AAU in the summer. For basketball and tennis. I went to Wise Haven Tennis Center, which is pretty close, and would get like lessons, do like clinics, things like that.
What did you like the most about both those sports when you took them, you know, when you were a kid? Because you have to be pretty persistent to, you know, most 8, 10, 12, 14 year olds don't want to do that organized stuff every single day. Did that, and maybe did that help you handle it when you got here?
I think it definitely helped me handle it because I was kind of used to, like, the busy schedule, like, getting done one practice and then having AAU practice and then going to school the next day. But, yeah, I think it definitely helped here and makes things a lot easier, and I'm used to that. But, I just love both.
When you start a season, whichever sport it is, do you set goals for yourself before that season, or do you just kind of, you know, maybe day to day you do things, or do you set a long term over the course of a season?
I think mine are definitely like long term for basketball and tennis. Like, now that we're in college, like, to get to the CAC playoffs and win it and get the CAC championship is like an ultimate goal. Like, either sport, like, I know we can do it. We're so close in basketball. We just got to really put in the work in the off season, and we definitely can do it. And then just to beat those really good teams like Christopher Newport, Salisbury, in both sports, they're like the teams. They're both the teams that really stand out, and Mary Wash. So.
So in your mind, when the season starts, you want to go from where to where?
I mean, definitely start by winning a lot of games. And for basketball, I mean, we get to play them twice, so, like, we can learn from our mistakes and beat them the next time. But, I mean, I guess it comes from preseason stuff, too, because we really got to put in the work and, like, lift and do things like that, or the teams are just going to come back stronger, and our goals are kind of going to be, like, unreachable if we don't put in the time ahead of time.
That's changed in sports. It used to be maybe 15 years ago. You played your sport, you know, season, they told you when the season started, that, you know, you knew when the season ended on the schedule. But now it seems to be almost year round. Has that been difficult to do, especially at the collegiate level?
Yeah, and definitely since I'm doing two sports it is. But, I mean, I guess I just make it work. Because I love both of them so much. It's not like anybody's forcing me to play and I like hate it or anything like that. I mean, I want to put in the work because when we just get so close, it just makes me think like just that extra work is going to get us there in these next 2 years.
Okay. When you finish college, what do you want to do? What have you thought about that? I know you just changed your major. What do you want to do when you're done with your 4 years? Not, obviously, women professional basketball's out. Yeah. I don't know about professional tennis that I've never seen you play, but I would suspect that that's probably out too. So you got to do something with your education. What do you want to do?
I mean, I'm still very unsure, but like, I now know that I don't want to do accounting, so I know that.
Okay.
But now that I changed to behavioral sciences, I know I want to do something with, like, helping people, whether that be in, like, a hospital or a school. Or I think just taking those kind of classes now starting next fall, I'll be able to decide even more direct. But I just know I would want to do something with, like, helping people in one of those types of places.
What's your favorite thing about being on campus here at your college?
Just like all the sporting events you can go to, just seeing your friends. And I like the small campus because like you just walk around and you always see a familiar face. And yeah, I'm glad I chose to live here too, even though I live so close, because I really get the full experience and have roommates and just met incredible people.
All right. Katie Wagner, thank you very much. Good luck in your coming seasons and with your change in major. I'm sure that will be challenging as well. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!